Hey, everybody, it's Rob here from Bass and Tackle with your Coastal Fishing Report, brought to you by the good folks in the Mill Casino, your friends in the South Coast for 25 years. Sorry I missed y'all yesterday. I had a relapse, and it fell off the wagon. This is a real thing. I have this crazy addiction and love-hate relationship with vast amounts of sugar and ice cream. And last night before bed, and then I fell asleep on the couch and woke up, I ate a lot of ice cream and I ate a lot of sugar. Lemon heads are my particular weakness, and I had root beer floats till I couldn't have root beer floats anymore. It's for real. Like, I'm not kidding. I eat those things and I go into like the sugar coma. I'm pretty sure it's going to kill me one of these days. And then I wake up the next morning feeling hungover and just like a wreck. So yeah, I missed y'all yesterday. I apologize. Blame it on the dairy manufacturers of America. What's going on? A lot of wind. Ended up a lot windier yesterday than they thought it was going to be, and it looks like it's going to stay that way for the rest of the week now. So, we'll see. The morning was nice. Hopefully, mornings are nice. We can continue on. Pretty slow this area, though, of course, with the giant zombie apocalypse and the end of the world going on. Not a bunch happening, but a few folks getting out with their families and whatnot, staying in the bay, doing some crabbing or clamming. Keep in mind that's open. As long as we adhere to the recommendations put forth by the governor, we should be able to maintain the status quo at this point and maintain our fishing, crabbing, and clamming as open. So keep that in mind. It's still going on. Give us a call, 541-888-FISH, if you have any questions. And we are Bass and Tackle, where we set you up for adventure and give you directions to get there.